I'm Julian Berger. Last week, President Biden announced extensions for temporary protected status for people in the United States from four countries: El Salvador, Sudan, Ukraine, and Venezuela. But President-elect Trump has called for revoking TPS for some countries.
Libertad, libertad, libertad.
Earlier this month, Venezuelans in Charlotte gathered to protest President Nicolás Maduro's inauguration, as he declared victory despite allegations of election fraud. Since Maduro came into power in 2013, succeeding strongman Hugo Chavez, the economy has crumbled, political repression soared, and millions have descended into poverty, even going without food while hunger spreads. Hundreds of thousands have come to the United States to seek refuge. Maria is one of them.
I'm one of those generations that never saw the paradise of Venezuela. I think I was just two when Chavez took power.
She moved to Charlotte and began studying at Central Piedmont Community College, working her way to get her bachelor's degree at Queen's University of Charlotte. She now works for a nonprofit thanks to TPS, helping students like her who aren't U.S. citizens.
Well, I've been able to have a second chance at like building a life. They gave me a chance to have a career and help my community as well.
Latinos aren't the only beneficiaries. Olga is a Ukrainian who moved to Charlotte in April of 2022, a couple months after Russia invaded Ukraine. She is also a TPS holder and works in the nonprofit sector, helping refugees who come to Charlotte.
TPS allowed us to work here legally and stay here legally.
Olga came to Charlotte with only her daughter. She has no other family members here. She can't see herself returning to Ukraine anytime soon. She says missiles destroyed her apartment in Sumy.
We understand that it's temporary, but it helps us to sit and think how we can be useful for this country and how we can help this country be better.
We are only using Maria and Olga's first names to protect their identities. TPS, or Temporary Protected Status, was created in 1990 by Congress. It's provided to citizens of specially designated countries experiencing circumstances like armed conflict or natural disasters. TPS designations are valid for periods of 6 to 18 months and can be extended if a country continues to meet the criteria. Countries that currently have a TPS designation include Venezuela, Ukraine, Haiti, El Salvador, Afghanistan, among others. As of last year, there were over 800,000 TPS beneficiaries in the United States. And in North Carolina, there are over 20,000.
A lot of them have been here for over decades. And so they've started families here. A lot of them have U.S.-born children. They contribute so much to the economy.
That's Liz Zipperer, an immigration attorney with International House. They have worked with TPS applicants in the past. With President-elect Trump taking office in less than a week, the future of TPS remains uncertain. In October, Trump told News Nation he would remove Haitian immigrants on TPS.
So you would revoke the temporary protected status?
Absolutely. I'd revoke it and I'd bring them back to their country.
Trump has also promised mass deportations, putting those on visas, green cards, and TPS beneficiaries on edge. The president could attempt to revoke TPS designations for specific countries, but not do away with the program entirely.
The president can terminate it through the Attorney General and Department of Homeland Security, not the program in and of itself, because that is in the Immigration Nationalities Act that was written by Congress.
Maria from Venezuela is not sure what this would mean for her future. Her home country is still in turmoil.
It will mean to say goodbye to the community that I have built here. I've been here almost 10 years.
Olga from Ukraine also is not sure where she would go.
I can't back to Ukraine. It's still war and my town is so close to the border. It's every day under missiles attack.
Amara Ghani leads Welcome Home Charlotte, a nonprofit that provides relief and aid to new refugees in the area. She says TPS beneficiaries contribute to the city, and it would be a big loss if they were deported.
We would lose out on so much opportunity to make America great again, you know? We would lose a lot of opportunity to do that because we have thinkers and we are innovators.
Ghani and other organizations in Charlotte are ready to help people whose legal statuses could be in limbo under the Trump administration. Julian Berger, WFAE News.